BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Go on, Usha. Have a sniff of my pie.
If you insist.
Can you guess the secret ingredient? Wait, where's Jolene?
Over by the veg. She's having a look at Usra's garlic before she heads back to the pub.
Oh, good. Because she thinks that I've put ordinary cinnamon in my apple and cheese pie, same as her. But I haven't. I've used Saigon cinnamon. It has a sort of deeper, more potent flavour.
Right, well, I look forward to tasting it then, Kenton.
And here, just look at that golden pastry. I mean, you've got to admit, compared to all these others, it's got first prize written all over it.
Oh, we'll see.
Usha, sorry to interrupt.
Not at all. Do you need me?
Oh, dear, I'm afraid Hillary's not very happy about being disqualified. She's complaining it wasn't made clear that only plain glass jam jars were to be used.
Right, OK. Excuse us, Kenton.
Linda, are you judging the fruit pies?
Sorry?
Want a smell?
Thank you, but I'll refrain.
Did you explain the rules are all laid out in the schedule?
Oh, of course, but Hillary claims the type is too small.
Oh, I see.
Wow. Mum wasn't wrong.
Ah, Dave.
Should have got here earlier. Barely any room on the table.
What do you mean? Why have you got that?
Mum asked me to bring it down for her. You couldn't just make some space for me, could you?
But I didn't think she was entering anything this year.
Come on. Mum's entered the flower and produce show every year since 1958. Just because she lost to Fallon's Victoria Sponge last year doesn't mean to say she's going to start boycotting it.
But
I have to say, though, she has pulled out all the stops. Mate, it's her plum and marzipan. Perhaps if you move yours over a bit...
But she can't. That pie is the most yummy thing ever.
Kenton?
I don't know. I've got to give Mum a call.
You sure you're all right, Tracy?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine, Eddie. Just been doing some litter picking.
Is that Jazza behind the dumpster?
How's it going?
He's litter picking too. You go on inside, we'll be with you in a minute.
If you say so.
I told you to stay hidden.
How is us? This is crazy, Trace. It's never going to work.
Well then, you should have returned it to Brookfield.
I did. I tried. It's not my fault Risk came down the lane with the cows. And I went back last night. The security light in the yard snapped on.
You could have left it somewhere.
Nobody could have found it easily. Look, suppose I just enter it myself.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Trace, be reasonable.
What if it wins? Could you live with yourself knowing you robbed little Rosie of first prize? Now, you stay out of sight while I create a distraction.
What kind of distraction?
I'll make some kind of scene. Trip over on my way into the hall or something. Pretend to twist me ankle. Throw my dandelion scones everywhere.
But do you know what the end of the men show? I was weeding for ages to get you all the petals.
That weren't weeding, that were foraging. And I'll just have to sacrifice the scones for the greater good. While everyone's looking to see what happened, you sneak in through the kitchen.
And I'm not going to do that with a great big sunflower that's 7 feet tall.
Just nip in as fast as you can. And then what? The entry form with Rosie's name on. You put it next to the sunflower.
Ah, that's right.
Got it now?
I've got it.
Better add. You should have never pinched the blasted thing in the first place.
But, Trace...
But nothing. I'll see you on the other side.
So you see, David, William and Emma didn't do nothing wrong.
If you say so, Eddie.
Oh, it ain't me what's saying it. It's the police. They're saying there ain't no reason to prosecute.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose. Situation's bad enough as it is. And Clary's rose.
Oh, yes.
Spectacular. Yeah. Have you entered anything else?
Oh, I'd like to, for Dad's sake, you know.
Sure.
Our poppy's entered the tallest sunflower contest.
Oh, don't talk to me about sunflowers. We had an enormous one growing at the end of the orchard, but someone nicked it.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
No need to hang around, Dave. You can leave Mum's pie there.
Oh, so... She's not willing to withdraw it from the competition.
Yeah, talk about stubborn. I explained that we're entering to promote the bull. She just said, oh, they've been baked now. May the best pie win.
Well, I've got to say, hers does look tasty.
Oh, cheers, Eddie. Thanks a bunch.
Well, look, I mean, even if Mum does win, you still might come second.
Oh, great. Yeah, I can just see them queuing up round the pub for a slice of runner-up pie. Hang on. Why is mine hidden back there?
I had to move it to make room for Mum's.
No, you don't. I know your game. Look, there's plenty of space on the next door table.
Now, Kenton,
Jolene's can go where you put mine.
Oh, who's being underhand now?
Excuse me, gentlemen, if you've finished. It's almost time for judging to begin.
Absolutely. Let's go, Kenton.
Just a second.
Stop adjusting your pie and come on.
I'm coming.
Eddie.
I was just wondering, Usha, could I pick your brains? It's to do with our George. It's his Crown Court plea hearing on Friday. So far, as I can make out, his solicitor ain't doing very much.
Right.
I reckon it's because he ain't paying and because he's pleading guilty. She's decided he ain't worth the bother.
I doubt that very much.
Look, the thing is, I've been looking online and it says for perverting the course of justice, he could go down for life.
No, Eddie, that's only in the most serious cases.
It could still be a long time, though. I'm scared without a proper lawyer who'll fight for him, he's going to get locked up for years.
Oh, what on earth?
Hey? Everyone, please make your way outside as quickly and calmly as possible.
I'm sorry, yes. Eddie, we need to evacuate the hall.
Oh.
But I didn't see him. What do you mean Kenton's gone back inside?
He's gone round the back to check the kitchen.
But he can't.
Why? Oh, do you think we ought to call the fire brigade? That was my first instinct too.
No.
Kadusha was the last one out and she didn't see any sign of a conflagration. Just a lot of scones on the floor next to the smashed alarm. You're right, though. Safety first.
What are you doing?
Calling 999, of course.
Oh, hang on. No.
David!
Yes, Linda?
Could you check on your brother? He went round the back.
Oh, okay.
Wait! It were me. I set off the fire alarm.
You did?
Why?
I didn't mean to. I tripped coming in the front door and I put my hand out to save myself.
Were those unusual-looking scones yours?
That's right. When the alarm went off, I just panicked. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, sounds like a genuine accident.
Which it were.
I see.
Emergency over. I've checked everywhere. There's no fire.
Yes, we know, Kenton.
You do?
False alarm.
I'm afraid I did find something else, though. You better come inside.
Oh, good heavens. How could this have possibly happened?
Don't mind where you're putting your feet, Linda. Don't tread on a pie.
Do you think someone knocked the table over?
Knocked it over?
Yeah, and in the rush to get out.
Oh, I don't see how. It was very orderly. And besides, Usha would have noticed.
I reckon one of the legs must have been broken and it just collapsed by itself.
Oh, no, that's impossible. These tables are all brand new. We've just spent a fortune replacing them. Oh.
Well, like I say, this is how I found it.
What on earth? Oh, no. Please tell me Mum's pie isn't one of those.
I very much fear it is.
That one's definitely Jolene's. I recognise the broken dish.
What about yours?
Still on the other table.
Oh, so it survived.
Not just mine. There are others as well.
Mm. Not many, and I doubt any of the ones on the floor will be salvageable. Oh, dear. I'll go and get a bin bag and a dustpan and brush.
Yeah, all right. Come on, Kenton. Let's pick up what we can.
Yeah, sure. All right.
I'll go see if I can find a mop.
That doesn't look runny.
Chester, where have you been?
Hiding in the toilet. Lucky for me, Ken didn't check in the cubicle. Did you set off the alarm?
It were an accident, honest. I pretended to trip and then I lost my balance for real. Did you knock the table over?
No, of course I didn't. I sneaked in the zone for like you told me to. See what had already happened.
So I guess we've got away with it then.
Mission accomplished. Just...
Well, Rosie won the tallest sunflower competition.
Sorry? What do you mean?
We were joking. There was no real point measuring it. Its heads and petals above the others.
That can't be right.
Well, go and look.
Yeah, I will. No, sorry. Excuse me, Eddie.
No harm done. Listen, Usha, about what we were saying earlier, how long do you think George could get?
It's really not for me to say.
But you must have some idea. Nobody else will give us a straight answer.
Well, look, Eddie, it's up to the judge. But there are a few things in George's favour. For a start, it's his first offence, and he did stay behind to help.
He saved Fallon's life.
Exactly. That could go a long way. That's got some good character references. Has he got any?
Oh, I don't know. I bet his solicitor has done diddly squat. What if we all chipped in and paid for someone else? Someone who'd fight to get George a fair sentence?
Eddie, Sharon Prince is a very respected solicitor. I really don't.
Would you represent young George? You kept our Edward out of jail all them years ago when he crashed William's car.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, we know you'd do right by him.
Really, apart from anything else, it's just too late notice. Oh. You're better off sticking with the solicitor you've got. She'll be working hard to help George. Don't doubt it.
I can't make head nor tail of it. How on earth does a giant sunflower just appear out of nowhere?
Beats me.
Who knows?
I'm just glad Rosie's happy.
Oh, that's the main thing, eh?
I can only assume whoever dug it up got a guilty conscience.
Right. Shall we,
Aye, best get off, eh?
See you, David.
Yeah, see ya. Oh, and sorry about your ruined scones.
No.
It's not the day for baked goods, is it?
I don't know what you mean. Now, where do you think I should put my rosette? Here on my lapel or on my breast pocket?
Shouldn't it be next to your pie, Kenton?
Why, I baked it.
Well, I wouldn't crow too much. It's only because most of the others ended up on the floor.
Well, excuse me. You can only beat the competition that's in front of you.
Right. Is that how Jolene feels about it?
Well, she knows it's great for the pub. We are now the home of the Ambry Flour and Produce Show's award-winning apple and cheese pie.
Indeed you are. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
The judges tell me you were a worthy champion, even if your path to victory had been somewhat cleared.
You hear that, Dave? Saigon cinnamon.
Yes. All right. Oh, I better go and see what trouble Rosie's getting herself into.
Yes, of course.
I do appreciate you saying that, Linda. I mean, it's not my fault the table collapsed.
No. You were just lucky that you moved your pie first. That's right, isn't it? You moved it to the adjacent table.
I'm sorry?
At least that's the information I received.
Yes.
And you were the only person inside the building while the alarm was going off.
Wait.
And now I see how important winning first prize was to you and your commercial endeavours.
What exactly are you implying?
Oh, I'm not implying anything, Captain. I'm simply identifying lines of inquiry.
Lines of inquiry?
Yes. The integrity of the Flower and Produce Show has been most grievously and shamefully attacked, and I intend to find the person responsible.